Hello, this is Mercedes. Here is the next episode of The Mercedes Strip, the very insightful podcast about stripper lifestyle. And recently I just celebrated my birthday, and as a mid to late 30s stripper, as a stripper in her mid to late 30s, I do read the questions many times that can somebody over the age of 35 still do stripping, and I would like to answer that question today. Yes, so actually I just received for my birthday a beautiful looking green journal with sparkles on it, and then I was thinking that this journal gonna be a great one for my stripper business, including my stripper lifestyle podcast, and just to share my thoughts, my episode ideas, my ideas on how and where I'm gonna market this podcast, including my Playboy profile. So just generally my exotic dance, Playboy work, I could share my thoughts on these things in this beautiful looking journal. And I also wrote down my thoughts about today's episode, which is a birthday edition. I just had my birthday 2 days ago. So with that said, this episode will be about stripping after the age of 35. Can you do that after the age of 35? So my short answer is yes, you can absolutely do that. My longer answer a little bit, that I'm gonna say, it's not gonna be that easy in every sense like it was when you were in your 20s. With that said, I started stripping when I turned 29. So I never did stripping in my early 20s, and I'm so grateful for that I didn't, because that was just wasn't the right time for me. I'm very happy that I started to do that at the age of 29. So I wasn't that young. But let me tell you, it is very different than now. So when it comes to numbers, when it comes to the frequency of getting dances from multiple people, when it comes to the chance of getting hired by clubs, I will tell you, it was easier when I was at the age of 29, because a lot of people thought that I looked 22. I look very, very, very young, and obviously, like, things happen, and someone can take care of herself very well and hardly age. And when I talk about this topic, it's I'm trying to not generalize, because everybody is different. We go through different things, and when we go through hardship, that will be apparent on our look. And you can reverse that. If you change your life, if you change things that causing you hardship, you can actually reverse aging with a few years. That even happened to me, that one day somebody thought I just was in a very bad state, and somebody even thought that, oh, are you 45 years old? And I'm like almost 10 years younger than that. And then I went back the next time when I felt like so different, and she said, oh my god, you look so much younger. So that's why I'm saying that your circumstances and your situation, if it's not that good, and if you don't especially if you don't feel well, and you have a hard time to handle that, that's gonna be apparent on your age. Or on your look, not on your age, because the age is gonna be the same, but on how old you look. So with that said, just try to, and not try to, I would say that to everybody, just live the best life that you can, but especially this is getting more and more and more important as you age. And obviously, if you live your best life, and I'm not saying that hardship will never happen, because that can occur, we don't live on the Barbie world, although with the movie Barbie, it's becoming more achievable, luckily. But we don't live on the Barbie world, we don't live at the perfect world, and sometimes imperfections happen. And we can learn a lot from that. But if you live in the best environment that you could, and you try to get rid of or not involve things in your life that don't cause you happiness, then it's a much lower chance that you're gonna go through shit versus if you let these things in your life, or if you go through a phase when you can't really do anything about that. Because sometimes you just have a difficult phase in your life and that we can change like in 5 minutes. That's normal. So this is just a, I know it's not really about stripping what I'm talking about. It's more about like lifestyle, mental situation things. And I don't really want to get into mental things. I'm not a therapist. But these are just very important ingredients that become very essential to deal with as you grow with age. And the more you pay attention to these things, that will determine your chance of getting hired at a good club, because you need confidence for that. You need to be in your best mode. And if you can do that, you have a much higher chance to get hired in a club where you want to work. And not just that, you're gonna feel better. So it is absolutely possible. It is a slightly little bit harder, but with a lot of things, if you pay attention to those lot of things what I just mentioned, it can be easier to get hired. And this is mostly about the hiring thing. But when it comes to making money, I wouldn't even say that it was easier when I was 29. More people come up to me. But the reason for that wasn't just the age, it was because it was quite new for me. It was a different time, and it was easier to make money in general. So I'm not really gonna blame that on my age. There are still guys who coming up to me, and especially, and actually paying VIPs. This just happened a few months ago, and I didn't even go up to the guy. So that still can happen. And I made the most money this year, ever. So the good side of age is that you're gonna know more who you want to approach, how you work, so things gonna be smoother, and that's gonna help you to make money. You're gonna figure out what is your selling style, how you sell, how you communicate. It's easier as you age, and that's going to help you. So my very complex answer is that yes, you can absolutely strip. By the way, in the last club that I worked, there was a stripper who was over the age of 60, and I saw her selling lap dances, and she had a great time. I really loved about her that she was so at peace with herself. She seemed like not only peaceful, but very graceful, and it was so good to see, so inspiring. She also took a great care of her body. That's very inspiring too. There was another very beautiful girl. She's like 45 years old. She doesn't look like her age. She has a very youthful look. We worked together. We actually lived together while I was at this place. It was such a great environment, honestly. So you can really find your spot. The great thing is that you more know who you are, you more know what type of club is suited to you, and you're just gonna approach that club. And the ones that are kind of like picky and not that open-minded, then you can just avoid those collabs. But it's hard though, and sometimes I forget what I'm talking about. I don't know if I did mention that, but what is harder when you age is there are clubs who just want to hire young girls, like no matter what. There are clubs, and I saw that one of the Instagram account, one of the clubs in Arizona, that they said we're hiring the class of 2023. That kind of like freaks me out when I see those posts, because they're basically stating they wanna hire young girls and that's it. They're not interested in older strippers. Could be intimidating. It is what it is. Sometimes they just put it as a joke. I didn't necessarily take it as a joke, because it could get you when you're not in a good mental state, or when you age, you're not in a good mental state and you don't handle that situation well. That could happen. Somebody needs help with that, somebody doesn't. It depends a lot on your recent circumstances. And if you don't handle it very well, yes, that could hit you. But it is what it is. So youthful is definitely overrated by a lot of clubs, and a lot of customers love that. So you just have to pick the clubs wisely. But if you pick the clubs wisely, and you will do that because as you age, you know more yourself, you know what type of clientele you should approach, you can make actually more money. So that's the great side of stripping after the age of 35. A few notes I also wrote down besides of the ones that I already mentioned. Yes, I did mention that it depends on your circumstances. Yes, how you feel, how you get hired, if it will be harder or not. Yes, confidence is definitely key here. And it's very likely that you feel much more confident, especially if you're still in this line of work and you can make a bank. It's very likely that you're gonna feel more confident than versus when you started. I could absolutely confirm that, although I do have quite a few difficulties in my life right now, but I still can state that I do feel more confident in this work than when I started, because I just know much more about the work and about myself. Also, take your time with finding the right clubs. Yes, that's very important. Traveling is a great thing. I love traveling. It does great for my mental health, just to meet people, especially traveling by myself. And that's why it is important to have enough savings. And with that said, I'm going to mention one more different things. I just don't want to forget that. So it's important to have enough savings. If you started stripping, start saving. There are actually forums about that, and I'm going to talk about this in another episode, or maybe I invite somebody. But I have a degree from finance, so I learn a lot about investing and how to save money. I do have a great credit score, although I don't have that much savings. So I can say that I work well with money and I know how to handle it better than the average bear. Obviously, you know, there are people who even better with that, but I'm definitely planning on an episode about money savings and investing and handling money. But that's super important, especially if you're making a bank, just to save, even to save 30% of it, or even 40%. And the reason why it's very important, because for example, as you're getting older and you want to travel around a little bit, find the 5 best clubs in the US, that may take time. That definitely gonna take money. Traveling is a lot of money. And you, if you don't have savings, then it's gonna be a hard time. You're gonna have a harder time finding that right club. But I definitely recommend traveling around, finding the best would say 4 or 5 clubs that you could work on. I mean, that's my thing. Yes, healthy lifestyle, very important. But that's what I already mentioned, this part of the healthy lifestyle is to, not 1000% sure, maybe I mentioned that, but to take care of your mental health. I did talk about mental health. Take care of your mental health, physical health as well. These things are related to each other. Better physical health leads to better mental health. Better mental health leads to wanting more take care of the physical health. I could just confirm it from my experience. Have a daily routine that is aligned with your principles, that is aligned with the way how you want to live. Include physical exercise, include mental health. Meditation is a very important one, daily meditation. Afternoon, evening, those are the best times for me. Yes, so this is super important when it comes, especially as you grow with age and do stripping. And just to feel comfortable with the things around you, with the club, feel comfortable there. Feel comfortable in your surroundings. And if you have to make changes, make changes. This gonna be apparent on your look, on your mental health, which determines how you will work. So feel comfortable in your hood. That's very important. And have boundaries. Boundaries. Oh my God. Boundaries were very important always for me. But I remember when I did some like maybe naughtier things in my late 20s, which I wouldn't do now. I mean, I'm not angry about it because I was learning. But now I would feel much more uncomfortable if I did something what I'm not comfortable with than versus when I did that, like, I don't know, years ago. So establishing boundaries is especially more important. And boundaries, like, goes to everything. What you allow and what you don't allow when it comes to dealing with clients, what you allow, what you don't allow when it comes to working at a club. So if you see at a club and things happening there that you're not okay with, that you can leave and don't work there. I can mention clubs where I'm super comfortable working at, and I can mention clubs where I'm super uncomfortable working at and I wouldn't work there. I get insulted there and blah, blah, blah. So stay away from those clubs that you don't feel comfortable with at, or maybe anytime when you feel that you should do things what you wouldn't do otherwise for money. I would never, ever, especially now. It was a little bit different when I started because I was just learning to fly, you know. But now I can fly. Now I know what I'm doing much more. So right now I know I would feel way worse if I did things that I'm uncomfortable with versus when I started. So that's the last thing I'm gonna say. So if you keep these things in mind, mental health, physical health, boundaries, taking your time to find the right clubs, where you don't have to push your boundaries, finding multiple clubs, especially in towns and places that you very much feel at a good place at, this is gonna play a huge and a ton of making bank as a stripper after the age of 35. And yes, you absolutely can. Like I said, I just made the most money this year at a club because I know much more who to approach, how to talk versus when I started. So these are my thoughts about, can you strip after the age of 35? Yes. You can do it, absolutely. I have all my trust in you. Please don't hesitate to connect with me. I will share my Instagram, Twitter pages in the description. I will also share the link to my Playboy exclusive content if you're interested, or if there are any patrons here who are listening to this podcast. And let's connect here soon.